Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities is always thankful for the time and generosity that volunteers offer in support of our mission. When teenagers and their families create and implement an innovative new program to assist our guests, we're especially impressed and grateful. On this show, Katie Breedeman and I welcome Perry Herrig, Nick Babe, Leo Bauman, Jen Babe, Laura Trevino, and Rosemarie Lesniak-Mendez to discuss the impact that the Sandwich Squad has had at Catholic Charities over the past 4 years.
It really is amazing, 4 years later, that the Sandwich Squad is not only still going, but still going strong. Perry, can we please start out with you? How did you come up with this awesome idea to help Catholic Charities clients through the creation and delivery of bagged lunches?
Yeah, for sure. So while in middle school, I was actively involved with Catholic Charities. I was baking goods and volunteering at their dinners on Tuesday nights. And at that time, I began to think about like, what can I do more? Because throughout school and throughout my high school career, throughout middle school, and even in my home, I've always been taught to be like a leader in service. At the beginning of freshman year of high school and towards the end of it is when Sandwich Squad started, but I came up with the idea during my freshman year of high school. I came up with the idea while I was volunteering at Catholic Charities, like over winter break, like towards the Christmas time. And I noticed that they also handed out lunches, and I asked, what more can I do, right? And I noticed that most of the sandwiches were peanut butter and jelly. So I really made it my goal to start providing lunches, but also I wanted to provide nutritious lunches. And not to say the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are bad, and not to say that those donations didn't mean anything, but I really wanted to make it my goal to give nutritious lunches to the people that needed them. So I really made it a goal to have sandwiches that were like ham, cheese, turkey. So that's where the idea actually came from.
It's a terrific idea. And so the first time that you set out to make a group of sandwiches, where did that take place? Was it in your home, in your grade school? And did you gather friends? Did your family pitch in that first time? How did that work?
So for the first time, it happened in my home. The coordinating and, you know, reaching out to people was probably the hardest part of this project for me, just because as a teenager, I was always really nervous. I'm like, I don't want to like impose on people. I don't really want to like ask someone to come help. So I was like really nervous about that part. Obviously my family helped. I have three other siblings. So, that's like free labor right there. Reached out, to the local peer ministry, and I talked to the leader of that, and I said, hey, if anybody wants to come help and just pack lunches with me, I have to pack 60 lunches. It'll be Sunday evening at my house. And that really helped jumpstart it. And then after that, it kind of grew by word of mouth.
So Perry, you know, in talking more about this freshman year with the genesis of this project, you know, is really fascinating because it's a story of logistics and assembly line when you think about the volume of sandwiches you're creating. You know, did you start thinking like this would be, oh, we'll do this quarterly or we can do this monthly? What was your thinking back then?
So when I first started it, it was over summer. So I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not in school. We packed lunches weekly at the start of it over summer because, you know, there's no school and people can stay up as late as they want on a Sunday night. It started weekly just because it was easier to do and because I felt like there's always a need for the donations. So there was no reason why that I should do it monthly or do it quarterly, especially because I was home, because I went away to school for high school. So I wanted to do as much as I could while I was here.
That's fantastic. And you started, and I didn't want to lose sight of this. You were a volunteer with the Catholic Charities, the dinner programs. Talk to us a little bit more about that and your experience with that.
Yeah. So at the dinner programs, my family heard about them at the end of Mass. And at the time, I didn't really know where I wanted to volunteer, or and I was actively looking for something. And they mentioned that, and I've always been like a cook. I've enjoyed cooking for my family, especially because my mom doesn't cook too much. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And they mentioned that they had this program. So I'm like, it'd be awesome if I would be able to bake cookies and bring them in, and then help volunteer at those soup kitchens and at those dinners. And so I reached out and they said, yeah, for sure, you can bring in baked goods. We'd love that. So I started doing that. And I think I did that monthly through middle school. I think I started in like sixth grade. And that's really how I found out about Catholic Charities.
Yeah, these types of journeys really start with that initial step. And we're so grateful for all this involvement. Let's pivot over to Nick. Nick, we've got a lot of folks on the show today. So, Nick, hey, tell us how you got involved in the Sandwich Squad. And, you know, by the time that Perry turned the project over to you, we want to hear about where it stood. But talk to us about your initial involvement and how that evolved.
I was one of the first people to do the program with Perry. I was one of the first people to go to Perry's house on the Sundays, and I packed with his younger sister, and I did that for a while, but with Perry going off to Culver Academy, we knew that during the school year there would be a need to do more for the school year. So one day, me and Perry and our parents went out to dinner and breakfast, actually. But then we went out, and Perry said, "You would be the prime candidate to keep Sandwich Squad going during the school year while I'm away at Culver, and I could do it during the summer." So it basically became like a I do it in the school year and Perry did it during the summer type of program.
Yep. And Nick, that's did you employ Perry's same approach of bringing family and close friends into this as well to get some help on the assembly line?
Yeah, I don't have any siblings, so I didn't get the same free labor as Perry did. but I did bring friends and family. Holy Cross actually closed when we first started Sandwich Squad during the once a month we moved to during the school year, and we basically it became a way to do charity, but also to keep everybody together and like sort of have a month, one time a month where all of us who went to different schools, we could all come together and sort of do good, but also like hang out like what we used to. So it became a community building thing as well as a charity thing.
Yeah, there's wonderful fellowship in this type of ministry. Yeah.
I can't help but think that the administrators, your principals and your teachers at these great schools were so impressed and so astounded at your dedication, Nick. I just, wonder, how did you coordinate that both at Holy Cross School in Deerfield and the School of St. Mary in Lake Forest? Was it one day, each month that you'd make 30 sandwiches at each, or did you alternate? How did that work?
So it started out as basically we went over. It was basically Perry's thing once a month. We went over to my house on Sundays. Some of my friends, we would all pack 60 lunches. And then like 2 days later, we would deliver all the sandwiches. And at first it was just Holy Cross people, but then it grew to St. Mary's friends as well as my parents. I really couldn't have done it without my parents. They have been with me every step of the way.
Really, I have to agree with you on that, Nick. Just in putting the show together, we've been so impressed with
Absolutely.
How lovely your folks are and helping want to make this a reality, but leaving it also to you young gentlemen to take the lead. It's really been inspiring to get to know them and, the values that they're instilling you of giving back to others. That's going to stay with you your whole life because you see what a difference it makes. Can I also ask what you did during the pandemic? How did the Sandwich Squad continue?
So during the pandemic, need for sandwiches were obviously more than ever because more people needed sandwiches and more people were out of jobs. So, and
me and my family were worried, like, oh, what if we got people, what if we were never sick, but like, what if we accidentally gave people germs? But Catholic Charities basically said the need for sandwiches outweighed the risk for the risk of getting people sick. So at first it started that like six families would do 10 lunches each and drop it off at a person's house, and they would be like the driver of the sandwiches that week. So it was basically like a remote assembly line, I guess. And other than when I hit eighth grade and you got the cohort, it was basically a cohort thing. And we would also go into the garage, a person's garage, keep the garage door open. So we had the airflow circulation, put our masks on, and basically just pack like we used to do, but in a much more COVID way.
And before the break, we were just hearing how each of them joined the program and kept it going even through the pandemic. We would like to speak, though, with Leo. Leo Bauman, we didn't get a chance to speak with you yet. Can you please share with us a little bit of your background? How did you become involved with the Sandwich Squad?
Yeah, for sure. So I think it started, I was in sixth grade. And so it was right after, like Nick said, our old school Holy Cross closed. And I was in sixth grade, and I went to St. Mary's at that time. And then that was when Nick was going to St. Norbert's. And so, like, yeah, that was when, like we all kind of got together because it was our old Holy Cross, like, friend group kind of. Like, we all got together, like, did something for, like, a good need. And it was, like, I got invited. So I was, like, oh, like, I decided to go. And, like, it was all really fun. Like, it was felt rewarding. It was, we were helping the needy. It was all for a good cause.
Sounds wonderful.
It really does. And Nick, talk a little bit more, like, being at separate schools, how did that work? You know, just the coordination, you're not together during the day, but you're young kids learning logistics management. How did that work?
Definitely gonna give a lot of credit to my mom for that one.
Yay mom.
It also helped that, like, since, like, we were kind of going, like, opposite suburbs, I was going to school at Carmel, up Mundelein, and he was down in Loyola. So, like, we were kind of far, but it helped that we lived so close because we're only maybe, like, 5-10 minute drive away.
Okay.
So, like maybe one day, like, he would have in his dining room, we would do, like, some sandwiches, and then, like, maybe one day he would come to my house, we would do it. So we would switch off, do something like that.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charity.